A framework will be provided during this meditation that allows you to obtain the answers to questions that are percolating for you at the top of your consciousness. First of all, I'd like to ask you to get very comfortable and retrieve questions that you have previously formulated that you would like to have answers to from the short meditations this week. Be sure to have those handy and close by. Find a very comfortable place to experience this journey, whether it be sitting or lying down. It's certainly best to do this particular meditation without driving or operating any kind of heavy machinery or doing any other activity other than focusing on the work to be done. Take a breath in ever so slowly and gently through your nose and allow that breath to leave through your mouth. And do that two or three more times, each time allowing the tension in your body to dissolve, the worries that you carry with you into this meditation to be set aside for now. Relax into this most magnificent place of centeredness and balance as you connect with yourself. See now a clear ball in front of you, and as any worries, concerns, negative thoughts appear or pop into your consciousness, to simply float into that clear ball in front of you now, whatever they might be. Dump whatever needs to be dumped out into that clear ball. Anxieties, fears, concerns, worries, negative thoughts about your future, negative thoughts about the future of your family, negative thoughts about anything, including whether or not it's worthwhile to do any of this work at all. Dump all of that into this clear ball now that sits in front of you. Dump it all in. Whatever surfaces needs to be placed inside the clear ball. Now, notice that as you dump these worries and concerns and negative thought forms into the clear ball, your body begins to relax. Symptoms begin to dissolve. As you enter into this space of centeredness and clarity and balance, and now, with this clear ball full of all of your concerns and anxieties and worries and fears and negative thought forms, pick up this ball, place it over your shoulder, and throw it above your head so that it soars higher and higher into the sky, higher and higher and higher. As you now see, as that ball soars higher and higher into the sky, it begins to dissolve and disseminate as those worries and fears and concerns and anxieties all of a sudden dissolve. What remains is a rain of gold light that soaks in to every cell of your body from the tippy top of your head to your toes. Allow the gold light to be received now into your physical body as you move your body into a total and complete state of relaxation, of joy, and of centeredness. We will now take a journey. And that journey may go into two places of your own choosing. You may go to either a beach or a stream. Whichever is your preference, go there now, for in your imagination you can create whatever reality you choose. Beside the place of your choosing where you can hear the water sounds now, there is a large oak, beautifully formed table, which has seven very comfortable chairs around it. This table sits near the water. No one else is here except you at this point. See yourself now sitting in one of those seven chairs. The chair, of course, is the most comfortable chair imaginable, the chair that you would like to sit in were you actually at this most magnificent and beautiful place. Sit in the chair. The temperature is perfect. You are wearing clothes that you love to wear and that make you feel beautiful, that make you feel comfortable, that make you feel loved. There is certainly sunshine, but it is not too bright to be blinding. Place a cover over your table if need be, an umbrella, or not. Listen to the sounds of all of the creatures and critters that are nearby. The squirrels, the birds, the foxes, all the bugs, even the fish as they jump out of the water. Hear the sounds of the water as it flows continuously, allowing a continuous support of your own life force, supporting your decisions today. As you sit at this table now, take in the wonders of where you are in the moment. It is the perfect place to be now. Perfect temperature. The wind so gently on your face as to be purely pleasurable. The sounds trickling through your ears are delicious. The animals and the critters are free to come close to you, for they are curious about your reason for being here in this place at this time. No one else around but you. Six chairs are empty around this table. Invite now a medical professional that you would like to ask your questions of to sit in one of these remaining six empty chairs around your table. This medical professional may be a trusted medical doctor or a naturopath doctor, a physician's assistant, a nurse, a pharmacologist, a researcher. It may be somebody you know and trust. This medical professional may be somebody that you have read about or know about, and in your heart you know this person has immense wisdom that they carry in their minds, their souls, and their hearts. Invite whoever you would like to be present at this table to represent medical wisdom now, to be there with you now at this table, to sit with you now around this oak table. Make a choice, somebody you trust. Ask them to be present with you now around this table and to sit in one of the empty seats. Make a choice now. Focus now on a family member or a friend. Somebody that you would also like to get a consultation from. Somebody that you suspect might also have some incredible insights that will give you help in sorting through answers to the questions that you have. Reflect on all of your family members and all of your friends. Choose a person now, one person, a person you know, a person you trust, to be present with you now around this table. The friend doesn't have to be a close friend from many, many years ago. The friend could be someone you have met recently. The family member, of course, would be somebody that you have known likely your entire life, or most of it. Choose a person, either family member or friend. Somebody you trust, somebody you love, somebody who loves you, to be present with you now, sitting around your table. Select them. Invite them now to be present with you and ask them to take a seat around this table. Invite now a person who is a counselor or a therapist or a wise sage or a minister or a preacher, a person who has that ability to help you sort through issues of the heart and the soul, issues regarding thought forms. Perhaps this therapist is someone that you see on a regular basis or have seen in the past. Perhaps this therapist is a healer of sorts. Scan across all of the counselors, the ministers, the preachers, the mental health care counselors, and invite one to be present with you around this table. Perhaps somebody that you know well, and trust and love, perhaps somebody that you know about and have always wanted to ask a question of, perhaps a famous person, perhaps not. Ask them to be present with you now. The person need not be living, by the way. This person could have lived many, many centuries ago. Select someone now, somebody that you would like to have answers from. Invite them to take a seat around your table. Welcome them as they now are seated. Thank them for coming. Select now an individual who is an expert on nutrition, on what foods you need to put into your body. You may know this person, you may see this person, you may get consultations from this person or not. This person may be the author of a book that you have read, so you have never actually seen or met them, but would like to have their input and their advice in answers to your questions. Invite them to be seated around your table now, too. somebody who has answers to questions concerning what you need to be putting into your body now, today, this week, this month. Invite them to be seated around your table. Thank them for coming. You may not actually have a name for this person, for you may not be thinking specifically of any one particular individual. You may simply need to have a wisdom represented regarding nutrition that you need to be putting into your body. Next, invite an individual who is an expert on exercise. Call them an exercise coach. Call them a physical therapist. Call them a Tai Chi instructor. Call them a yoga instructor. Call them whatever you would like. Somebody who knows all about exercise that would be most helpful to you and that could answer very specific questions about exercise you may have. Invite them to be seated around your oak table now. Somebody that you know, somebody that you ask to get help from, or perhaps somebody that you do not know. An author of a book, somebody that you heard interviewed on the radio, somebody you've heard about, or somebody that you know well. Somebody who knows all about exercise and what exercise your body needs now in order to get relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. There's one more now empty chair around your table. In this chair, please place your body. That's right. Ask your body to be seated in this chair. Of course, you are already seated in one chair. I recognize that. But your body must have a voice too, for your body knows what it needs now. Ask your body to be seated in that chair, for your body can also voice answers to the questions that you have. Your table is now full of individuals that you have selected to provide answers to your questions. Thank them all for being present with you now at this time, in this hour, and at this most divinely created place. You are the chair of this discussion. Take out your three pieces of paper and read out, either in your mind or out loud, the first question that you would like to have this group on your medical team that you have just formed to answer. Read the first question to them. Read it now. And now, listen to the medical team you have just configured answer your first question. Listen to them discuss this question and provide their perspective and their insights as they see it. Listen now. Listen to the discussion. You may not be actually hearing words, or you may. You may be getting some images, some colors, some sensations. All of that is information. So just record it. Acknowledge it. Try not to make sense out of it yet. Just take it in. And for some of you, you may actually be listening to this group discuss your issue. So listen now to them answer the question that you have asked. Listen now to their insights, their perspectives. Listen to the voice of everyone who has something to contribute, including your body. Listen now. The answers are there. Take them in. It may seem that the insights are a bit haphazard and ill-organized. Just acknowledge whatever is coming through now. Whether it be through smells or voice or sound or sensations or thoughts, take it in. Take in the feelings. The answer is in front of you now. Your group has just gotten started helping you out, and so move, if you would please, to ask the second question you would like to have an answer to. Ask that second question now, in your mind or out loud. Ask your committee now the second question. Observe the response. See who wants to talk first or respond first, or sense who wants to respond first. And wait for the answer, however it might come. Listen. Receive. Take in the wisdom of those who know. Listen to your body. Cast aside thoughts. That can't be right. That can't be right. I've been told otherwise. And listen to the wisdom of those who are convened here on your benefit to provide you with the answers you need to have to your second question. Listen. Receive. Acknowledge. The answer is in front of you now. See it. Hear it. know it, receive it. Be aware of how this information is coming through to you. Perhaps sensations, smells, senses, images, perhaps words. Take in and acknowledge all of what you are now experiencing into your body and into your awareness and into your consciousness. The answer is in front of you now. Receive it now. You may or may not have a third question. Likely it is that you do. Take out your third question now. And as this esteemed group of advisors are collected around your oak table in this most magnificent setting, ask this third question of your advisory group now, either out loud or silently. Listen to the answer now that is given. Who wants to respond first? Sense the answer. Feel the answer. Get the answer now that you need. They may be telling you you need to talk with someone else. Take that in now. They may be telling you you already know the answer to that question, so just acknowledge it now. Receive the wisdom. Know the wisdom is guiding you to the place you need to be now in your own recovery. Who is most enthused around this table to let you know their advice? Receive this wisdom now as this question is answered by your esteemed advisory group convened on your behalf. While your group is still convened, take out now your three questions and jot a few notes down now before you leave this place that will remind you of what information you received. Some of what you experienced may make no sense right now whatsoever. you have may have seen images that seemed nonsensical. Just make a note of what images you saw. You may have experienced smells. You may have received very specific advice that seemed to be quite outrageous. Whatever you heard, sensed, experienced, felt, record that now below each of the questions that you ask. Your group can see what you are writing, and they may be inviting you to remember something that you are forgetting to record. Accept their nudges with enthusiasm rather than resentment. Some of what you got may be totally irrational now, but it may very well make sense later. So record whatever you experienced. Make a note so you can remember later. Notice if you are censoring out anything you experienced because it was seemed to be so totally disjoint and separate from what you wanted to know. Make a note of that anyway. You may be surprised at the wisdom contained in what that actually represented. For some of the information that we receive will be symbolic, not explicit. Remember, jot down a memory. Record the insights that you received from your advisory group. Look now, if you would please, to the person to your immediate left who is seated. Thank them for convening together with you today. And now move around the round table, thanking each person as you look them straight in the eye. Thank you for being here today for me and providing me with the answers I needed to have today. One by one, nodding, connecting, and thanking them for being here for you today. One by one. Paying special attention to your body. Thanking them for being here and providing you with wisdom about what your body needs. Thanking each person, and take now a slow breath in, letting it out. A second slow breath in, letting it out. With your intention, know that with two breaths just like that, you can return to this place at any time. As new questions arise, you can convene this group together at any time. Yes, at any time of the morning, afternoon, evening, or during those nights when perhaps you can't even sleep. Convene the group together at this very same place in your imagination. Ask the question that you have and listen to the answer. It is all, you see, very miraculous. For we can get the answers by asking and knowing that the answer will come back to us. No travel required other than in our imagination. No checks need be written or credit cards debited. All knowing is available for the asking, but you do have to ask, and you do have to realize that the answers will come to you. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers now, if you would please, as you come back to the presence of where you are presently physically located, as you bid farewell to all of those who you have gathered together around your magical oak table in this most magical place of water and delight. Hear the sounds around you now. See the colors. Smell the smells. Connect back with your body. Come back to the present. Take the papers that you have worked with now, and over the next several days, feel free to reflect on the information that you have obtained. You may not have final answers to your questions, but chances are you got good clues about where to look to get those final and clear and succinct answers. Take action now. You can listen to this meditation at any time when you have more questions, or by taking two breaths in and out, you can always return to this place using your intention and your heart's desire. With answers now to questions that have been burning in you in your heart for a long while, may you celebrate victory on your road to recovery. This is Robert Rogers. This is Parkinson's Recovery. Have a magnificent day today. Goodbye.